We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we celebrate Sid Harmon and his 100th birthday, otherwise known as the Sidtennial, we are taking time to look back on those amazing 100 years.
Now here's today's sports hero, Max McGee.
This clown.
Sid Hartman, the Oracle. Sid, welcome to the Cannon Mess.
A bunch of jerks. Come on, grow up.
I mean, to me, this job is not work. I mean, I love what I'm doing.
In part one, we go back to the streets of North Minneapolis, where Sid Hartman grew up. Life for Sid didn't begin like it would lead to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame or statues in downtown Minneapolis. Sid has never shied away from talking about how tough life was for his family in the 1920s and 30s. Sid came from an immigrant family. His father, who came here from Russia, struggled with alcohol. His parents split when he was a young teen. Money was tight. From his days at Harrison Elementary School and North High, where Sid famously never graduated from, to hanging out downtown selling newspapers and being surrounded by a strange cast of characters, it all shaped the Sid we know today. We'll start at the beginning and let Sid himself tell some of our story.
Well, my father was great, but my father came over from Europe. He was a Russian guy, never went to school, never got any kind of an education. Came to Brooklyn first, then came to Minneapolis where he met my mother. And my father had a serious drinking problem for a long time. We had a rough time. In fact, my father and mother separated when I was about 13, 14 years old and moved into a two-bedroom apartment. We had four kids in our house, three boys and one girl. They're all around the Twin Cities. My brother, oldest sister is Bernice. Harold's my brother. Sal, another brother. They're all around town. We had a rough go. My mother had to try and make a go. She had a dress shop on what they call Olson Highway right now. They called it 6th Avenue North in those days. And it seems like every time she'd get something going, they'd break in and steal half her dresses. So my mother had a rough, rough time. My father was no bargain to live with.
There were long, cold nights in the Hartman home, and Sid fondly remembers the time when his family received a luxury we take for granted these days.
My dad's greatest thrill was when he had somebody lift a house up off the foundation, put a foundation on her, dig out a basement, and put in a furnace. That was his biggest satisfaction in life.
Before that, did you have a coal-fired, put in the coal
stove
at night, and then you'd see the embers there in the morning?
Let me tell you, buddy, that stove was in the living room, and the bedroom we slept in, four kids in one bedroom, was pretty cold.
North Minneapolis in the 1930s was a very different neighborhood than we see today. This was long before freeways and Highway 55 divided the city. As Sid entered his early teens, the north side of Minneapolis was hard hit by the Great Depression. Near North was filled with immigrant families and poor Jewish and African American communities. Most of the Jewish population lived along Plymouth Avenue and what we now call Olson Memorial Highway. This is the neighborhood the Hartmans called home.
We lived in a pretty tough area. The address was 525 Humboldt Avenue North. That stuff's all been torn down with a different kind of housing right now. People in that area were really struggling. I mean, they had a tough time, making a buck. But we made it. It was tough. I remember I used to ride my bike down when I was in junior high school, ride my bike down to the papers, deliver papers till about 6:30, go to Hebrew school from 6:45 to 8:00. And never forget, nowadays, when they have a bar mitzvah for a kid, they throw these luxurious parties and spend hundreds of, dollars, thousands of dollars. Never forget how proud my dad was. He bought 3 boxes of Snicker candy bars to hand out, and they were, I think they cost him 75 cents a box. He thought that was an extravaganza. And most of the kids who wouldn't have gone to the bar mitzvah went because there was a chance to get a candy bar.
Growing up, Sid saw the challenges of his family and also his neighbors. Food was scarce. But he remembers how they also figured out how to manage during those depression years.
I got recalled some memories the other day when one of my great heroes died. His name was Harold Hashy Goodman. He was a big star on the North High basketball team. We all have heroes as youngsters, and his brother was my best friend, Jerome Goodman. And I thought of the days when his father, they had 9 kids in the family, and he was a shoemaker, probably made about 15, 20 bucks a week. And how they had a skimp to eat. And I remember our house. You know why I eat chicken today? We had chicken every single meal. Lunch, dinner, snack, everything.
Least expensive back then, I suppose.
You're right. Mr. Robotnik lived down the street, and he, in those days, you had to have a kosher chicken, and had to be killed by the rabbi and so on. And my mom didn't have much money. My dad made 12 bucks a week in those days, and she had a little dress store. People don't realize right now what it was growing up in the 30s, the late 30s and early 30s. And
the Depression years.
Depression years. When I think of that Jake Goodman supporting those 9 kids, and they could eat pretty good. Sumner Field was right there, and we all used to play around on Sumner Field. And I had a grandma who lived at 1010 Dupont Avenue North. And she always seemed to have more food on her table than we had at home. And, of course, candy and ice cream and all the delicacies that you're looking for. And when I was 6-7 years old, I found out how to go there. And my mom used to have a hemorrhage. She'd look around for me. I'm gone. Where am I at Grandma? Grandma Silverman's house. Because they had more cookies there and more ice cream and more candy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure my grandma, she didn't buy some of the needy things she needed, so she'd have that candy and ice cream when I came over.
This was a neighborhood and time that was no stranger to crime. Sid avoided the trouble, while many of his early friends found it.
I had 4 or 5 kids in my neighborhood go to Red Wing Training School for stealing stuff and all that kind of stuff. They stole because they didn't have enough to eat. And I'll tell you what, even though I didn't condone what those guys did, you know what I mean? I was loyal to them. I went and visited them, got my mother and father to drive me there to see those guys. They're still my friends. And some of them are still living today, and they're some of the biggest people in this town.
However, Sid did have a vice. It was gambling.
The only problem I had in those days, I had a bad gambling habit as a young kid.
Uh-oh.
And if you went down the alley, there was nothing but crap games going on, blackjack games all the time. And the best one I remember was when they had this truck driver strike in the 30s. And the cops were all used to come in there, and they'd gamble with us. And the old journal had an elevator going up to the mailing room, which was on about the 3rd floor. We'd wait till there's a big pot in there. Then we'd bring the elevator up. We wouldn't take all the money, but take enough to come back down there a little short. But we had those days, I'll tell you what. You'd come in that alley, and if some guy was short of money, turn you upside down, take your money. The stories I could tell about that alley, I'll tell you, was unbelievable. There was plenty of fights. It was survival.
Even through his early struggles, Sid found another love, sports. But with no money, Sid resorted to sneaking into sporting events as a kid. The Minneapolis Auditorium was the city's largest event space in Minneapolis those years and hosted most of the largest sporting events. It stood where the convention center is today. Torn down in 1989 after falling into disrepair, the auditorium was a grand hall with 80-foot ceilings. Clearly, young Sid had no fear of heights.
We used to go to the top of the auditorium. Can you imagine that? We'd climb up those fire escapes, 3-4 of us. We didn't have any money, so if you wanted to see a sports event, we'd do that. So we'd go up to the top of that auditorium, old auditorium that they tore down, and we'd go, we knew this place where they had an opening in the roof, and they had steps going down to the bathroom there, and we'd get in there, and it was really funny. There was a guy named Mel Dahl who was manager of the auditorium. A couple times he kicked us out. Finally he says, I'll tell you what, why don't you come in the front door? Well, finally, what I did, I finally got wise to myself, and I started selling papers in the auditorium.
Right.
And I'd get in, and I didn't sell any papers, but I saw all the sports events, and those were great days.
It's those newspapers that we'll look at in part two of our series, Sidtenium.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.